What's up, man? All right, guys, today's very quick video because I gotta go to an event and serve food from the truck. So today's video is titled, I'm officially running for congressman for District 21 here in the state of Florida. So as you guys know, I started my MGTOW party. I just got this from DC. So this here, I already opened it, obviously, and I looked at it. So I got my FEC confirmation paperwork that they did acknowledge me as running for Congress, and I have a pack for me. It's called Amar Mitwali for Congress, and I'm already registered with the state of Florida. So if you guys go to Candidate Tracker, State of Florida, 2026 elections, you're gonna see Amar Mitwali. So I am legit running for congressman. Now, of course, the elections are gonna take place November of 2026, but people start campaigning a year out. So that's what I'm doing. I already started a Facebook and Instagram channels under the handle Amar for Congress. I already have the website amarmitwali.com, but that's my old website from like years ago. I'm gonna update that with my campaign information. And I have a link tree, which I'll probably put in the bottom of this video if I'm not lazy, but everything I've ever said, guys, you already know. So what I'm doing with Instagram and Facebook now, I'm not gonna do TikTok because TikTok, they have a Zionist CEO now, so I wouldn't even bother. That's like me going back on YouTube. I'll just get kicked the fuck out. So I'll stick with Facebook, Instagram, and X. I'll start posting videos on X as well. I totally forgot about X, but I do have a Twitter handle under Amar for Congress on X. So Amar for Congress, X, Instagram, and Facebook. If any of you guys wanna follow me, I'm uploading like 3-minute videos. And the reason why there are 3 minutes is because any more than that, Instagram won't take it. So a lot of the stuff I'm saying in the videos is stuff that you guys already know over the past half dozen years of me doing this MGTOW walk and talk shit. So it's nothing new, but if you guys just want to see what the user engagement with me is, you guys just want to see me on camera for a couple of minutes, maybe there's something new in the videos I say that you guys haven't picked up in, you know, hour in the videos that are, you know, 20, 30, 40, 50 minutes long. I'm just saying, guys, that I am super duper excited about what's happening at this point, guys. I know some of you guys are saying, yeah, sure, or you got your own MGTOW party, that's great, but really, are you gonna win? Guys, you know who my competition is for District 21? Brian Mast. There's a reason why God blew up Brian Mast's leg. It's because he's on his knees sucking Jew cock. A lot of people here, even white people, are fed up with him. Now, the Democratic Party is all colored people, and I'm not gonna say anything bad about them because they that episode from Saved by the Bell where they're looking for a new school national anthem? This was like decades ago. This is like maybe late 80s, early 90s. So most of you young people watching this have no idea what the fuck I'm talking about. But anyways, they were doing a national anthem. Well, not national. They were doing a school anthem. And Zach Taylor, who's like the head guy. I'll be making a video about the guy who played Zach Taylor. Because he's like, I regret being Zach Taylor, who's like a misogynist and a flamboyant. It's like, bruh. Bruh, you got to live the life that not even a fraction of a percent of humanity would literally kill to live for. But I'll be making a video about Zach Taylor, the guy who played him, Mark Paul Glossy, whatever his name is. I'll be making a video about that dude later on. But the point that I'm trying to get across to you guys is that when it comes to like Democrats, you don't have to call them out because they sink their own ship, you know? Like, one guy is like, my reparations. The other lady, she's like, I'm pro-abortion and trans. It's like, this is a concern. Like, District 21, which is Martin County, St. Lucie County, and a little bit of North Palm Beach, of North Palm Beach County, it's mainly white. Latino, and they're all Christian conservatives, okay? Like, if, you know, Florida in general is red. I mean, if Randy Fine, who calls for genocide and mass starvation of Palestinian kids, if he won his district, don't you think that somebody like me would actually stand a chance here? Because again, look at it, guys. You got Brian Mast, who's a Zionist cocksucker. A lot of people can't stand him no more. And then you got your run-of-the-mill, lefty, liberal Democrats. Guys, at this point, in all honesty, you can probably get a retarded chimp from Lion Country Safari and run him for House, and he'd probably win. I'm not lying when I tell you this, guys. Like, our candidates for Republican and Democrats are so fucking sorry for District 21. You can literally run a chimp, and that, and trust and believe, that chimp will become our congressman, okay? So until the chimp decides to run for Congress, I'm the closest thing you all gonna get to that motherfucking chimp. So there is a chance that I might actually win, guys. And you guys gotta understand, MGTOW is a official, legit party in the state of Florida. We're not a bunch of ancient niggers who talk shit about women on the internet between fucking delivering pizza dudes. We're like the real deal. And that's the point that I'm trying to come across to you guys in this video, is that we are real dudes. We just went from a philosophy, online dudes, to something in this real motherfucking world. Guys, if I win and become congressman for my district, do you have any idea how I'd open the door for future MGTOWs in 2028? Coincidentally, any of you guys in the state of Florida who are registered, you can vote, you're not a felon, shit like that. If you are a Floridian and you're registered to vote, you can actually join the MGTOW party and run under the MGTOW label. Guys, you need to understand this really good. In a lot of small towns throughout America, and even here in Florida, in a lot of small towns, most people win the election because nobody is running up against them. So if you're a MGTOW in like fucking bumfuck, I don't know, some God knows in the middle of nowhere, Hickville, USA, town here in Florida, you know, chances are you'd probably win, you know? So you guys out there gotta understand this really motherfucking good, dudes. There is a chance that MGTOW might make it big, okay? And it's also important, this is very important, okay? If you're gonna represent MGTOW, you can't look like fucking Randy Fine. Just type in Randy Fine Fat. That's all you need to know, okay? So if you're gonna represent MGTOW, guys, you need to be good looking, because look at Mom Donnie, okay? If Mom Donnie, you know, the communist homosexual who's running for mayor in New York City, if Mom Donnie looked anything like fucking Kash Patel, we wouldn't even know who the fuck Mom Donnie is. So at the end of the day, guys, in politics, looks matter throughout everything, not just in politics, dude, okay? So if you're gonna represent MGTOW as a candidate, you gotta look fucking good, dudes. Nagasaki, Hiroshima, Black Pill, Truth of the Bombs, okay? You can't look anything like fucking Randy Fine, okay? So, if any of you guys want to join the MGTOW party, let me know. Now, according to Florida politic laws, for you to run under the banner of a political party, you must be a member of that political party for over 365 days from the qualification period. The qualification period, you know, because here's the thing, guys, like, I'm active to run as congressman, but I haven't qualified, okay? For me to qualify summer of 2026, I either need, like, couple thousand signatures, or I need a filing fee of like $10,000. Well, $10,000 obviously is going to be American dollars, okay? So I am active in FEC. I am active for the state of Florida, but official qualification where they actually put you on the motherfucking ballot, that's going to take place in summer of 2026, okay? So any of you guys out there who's MGTOW and you want to run as a MGTOW candidate for 2026, you can't, because again, according to Florida laws, you have to be a member of a political party for no less than 365 days from the qualification period. And the qualification period to run for 2026 is June of 2026. Obviously, it's fucking August already. So if any of you guys joined MGTOW right this minute, you can't run in 2026. You have to wait until 2028, or you have to wait until maybe a special election is called that later that year or a different year. But if any of you guys, which I don't think you have, but if any of you guys out there joined MGTOW before June, you could actually run for 2026 as a candidate for 2026. So you guys gotta understand this really good. We're going some places, dudes. Like, I'm pushing my Facebook, I'm pushing my Instagram, I'm pushing my X. I'm really hoping the Jews don't take me off of those platforms like they did with JewTube, but probably it's gonna happen. Believe it or not, guys, I'm actually farther along than fucking Elon Musk. By the way, guys, whatever happened to Elon Musk and his fucking party? Everybody was like, oh, Elon Musk started a party, but it was memory hold. You know, whatever happened to Elon Musk's America party? I know he registered with the FEC, but that don't mean jack squat. You know, I actually called the FEC when I was in Tallahassee, and they're like, yeah, he filed the paperwork, but he did not file it in the proper order. So the America party started by Elon Musk is already dead in the water, and the guy doesn't have ballot access. He doesn't have any political parties whatsoever. So honestly, guys, Elon Musk probably can't do jack squat for the 2026 elections, at least here in Florida. I don't know about other states. You guys gotta understand, every state has its own political party and candidate laws, you know. Obviously, I'm not a citizen of another state, so I don't know about other states. If any of you guys live in any of the other 49 states out there and you want to be a member and you want to start your own MGTOW chapter in that state, let me know in the comment sections or DM me here on MGTOW TV. Okay, guys, but you guys gotta understand, MGTOW is no longer a bunch of dudes on the internet talking shit about women, okay? We're now in the real motherfucking world, and we actually might stand a chance. I'm gonna start showing up to political parties. I'm gonna get a t-shirt that says Amar Mitwali for Congress. In all honesty, guys, Brian Mast, you know, the guy is legless, so it doesn't take much to mug him. But when it comes to the Democratic nominees, guys, I like hype mug all of them. So at the end of the day, guys, whether you like it or not, I like it, you know. At the end of the day, looks matter, especially in politics, okay, dudes? So I just want you guys out there to understand that the main chapter of my life, guys, like, I want to go into politics, okay? This is why I did a restaurant. This is why I put the restaurant on autopilot, thanks to you guys. Is that ultimately, guys, what I really want is that I want to be able to make money without actually having to be there. I'm in the food truck right now, you know, until my restaurant. Oh, by the way, guys, my promotional video that you guys helped pay for, it went live like an hour ago. So far, so good. I mean, it's at night. Nobody's going to go to the restaurant. But over the weekend, guys, a lot of people might show up to the restaurant over the weekend. But I'm going to let you know. I'm going to show you. I'm going to see if I can download that video and show it to you guys. The video, the promotional video for my, for my restaurant in Columbia that you guys helped to get going. So, like I said, I'm doing the food truck here in Florida for a while, because you guys have to understand, with the food truck, we own the land, we own the truck. I just go out take the truck for a couple of hours, maybe make $100-$150. I'm happy, guys. But ultimately, guys, I just want to go into politics and not have to be beholden to people with money and shit like that. I'd rather much have my own money than have to rely on donors. Because here's the thing about me, guys, okay? Just like I turned $120,000 down from the CIA back in like 2007 when they wanted me to work for them. You guys are not gonna see me rolling with APAC, okay, guys? And you can download this video, clip this, you know, that way you guys hold it against me if I ever join APAC, which I won't. But again, you have this as proof, I'm not gonna join APAC. So at the end of the day, guys, MGTOW is going places, okay, guys? Let's hop on the bandwagon. If you're a Floridian, change your voter registration or start or create a voter registration. Join the motherfucking MGTOW party, guys. If you're in a different state, hit me up. Let me know what state you're in, and I'm going to see what type of political laws it has going for you. You guys need to understand, to start a political party, it's like no money, no official forms. Because you have to remember, this is part of so-called democracy, so, you know. How is it democracy if you have to like pay a shitload of money and have all these hoops you have to run through, right? So here in Florida, it was pretty much a straight process to start a political party. You just have to wait for a long time or just keep on harassing them on the phone, which I ended up doing. But that's how we got the MGTOW party going a couple of months ago. So at the end of the day, guys, the next phase of my life, like the main phase of my life, is finally here. I'm 45 years old. I'm getting into politics. I got the beard. You know, I need to dye it. By the way, guys, the beard actually looks really good, you know. I guess shaving the beard. You know what? I took notice of something, guys. If I leave my beard this length, it's actually good. What do you guys think of the beard the way it is? Of course, I'm gonna dye it black. But what do you guys think of the beard the way it is right now? Like, let it grow a little bit longer, maybe shave a little bit from down here. What do you guys think? Should I shave this area down here, you know, like shave this area like every day with a razor? What do you guys think, you know? Should the beard be this long, maybe a little bit longer, you know? Maybe I should just shave down here like that with a razor. That's what I'm thinking about. I think I should take a razor and like shave the area down here, and then just have this area here. Let this grow a little bit, dye it black. Because again, guys, at the end of the day, guys, looks matter. And again, guys, I mog fucking Brian Mast. I mean, the guy has no legs. I know some of you guys are going to get smart and say, Armor, that's not nice, that's mean. Guys, the dude wore an IDF uniform in Congress, okay? The guy puts Israel, the Zionist state fictitiously known as Israel, first. Not to mention, what the fuck is Brian Mast gonna do with legs when he's on his knees all the time sucking Jew cock, right? You know? And hey, everything happens for a reason, dudes. Like, it's not my fault that Brian Mast got his legs blown off. Everything happens for a reason, and God lets it happen for a reason. I'm not God. You're not God. We don't know why God lets things happen to people. We can only stipulate. But at the end of the day, guys, looks matter in politics. I want you guys to understand that and understand that really good. Plus, you know, the sunscreen I've been wearing, guys, like, if you guys look at my face now versus, like, 3 years ago before I started doing, like, fucking sunscreen, like a big difference in my face. Even here, guys, even here is beginning to look a little bit better. Here is beginning to look a little bit better under my eyes, up here. You know, I need some buttocks up here. But yeah, guys, let's see how I look. Yeah, that's better. No, that's not good. See? Kind of missing teeth over here. I need what's called a Hollywood smile. That's what I really need. Yeah, that's not bad. Okay, my smile is not the best. You know, if anybody ever says, Amr, you have a smile that lights up the room, I'm gonna know you're a liar, okay? I mean, my smile is not like Coach Bitch Pill. Oh my God, he's creeping me the fuck out. But it's definitely not the best in the world. But honestly, guys, I like the way I look now. Sunscreen, beard is coming really good. Maybe let it grow a little bit longer. Dye it, trim it down here. I honestly think I stand a chance. I actually think I stand a chance making some waves here in District 21. I really do, guys. And I'm gonna start going to, like I said, I'm gonna start going to some events wearing the Amr Mitwali for Congress. Put MGTOW at the bottom and let people know what MGTOW is all about. MGTOW is about getting rid of Jews and taking away women's rights. That's what people gotta know, you know? And it's gonna happen, dudes. Like TFM said, the Jews could not have created the corruption they have unless they had women voting in their policy and candidate. So, and a lot of people out there, they're sick and tired of the Jews. Even women are getting sick and tired of other women. And the good thing about me, guys, is that I'm the only U.S. politician who actually has like a library, a video library of what he stands for going back well over half a dozen years, you know. So people can look at my videos, they can know what I stand for, because a lot of these politicians, you know, they come out, they tell you what you want to hear, and then when you elect them, they're like, nigger, I don't know you like that, you know. But with me, Amr Mitwali, you know me like that, you know, because you got, well, how many videos do I have in MGTOW TV? Hundreds of videos, you know? So you know me like that. And, yeah, guys, so the bottom line here, guys, is that I legit think I actually have a chance of winning, or the very least of making some waves here in District 21. And you guys gotta remember, we got about a year left until the qualification period. So a lot of things can happen in a year. I mean, like, Trump went, in less than a half a year, Trump went from being God Emperor to being, to like, hey, pedophile, where are the motherfucking Epstein files at, bitch, you know? He fucked up in less than half a year. So you can only imagine how much Trump is gonna fuck up a year from now, or, you know, a little bit, even under a year from now, you know. So I think a lot of people are gonna start looking at MGTOW as a viable third party. A lot of people out there are sick and tired of Democrats and Republicans. So you got MGTOW, you got a legit third party out there, people, that you all been hammering for, crying for, yearning for. You got a third party out there, you know. So don't talk shit about, oh my God, I wish we had a third party. I'm tired of Republicans. I'm tired of Democrats. You motherfuckers, you now have a third party with a freaking candidate running. So all you niggers out there talking shit about, oh, woe is me, I wish we had a third party. Yeah, we here, motherfuckers. So that's my video for today. Like, share, comment, subscribe, and I'm going to see you in the next one. Peace.